Welcome to the Resilient Vet Podcast, where we help vets and their teams build lasting, fulfilling careers through sustainable mind-body strategies. Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Edwards, veterinarian, former practice owner, and now leadership and energy coach and speaker. With over 25 years in this profession, I understand how hard it can be to deal with all of the things we have to deal with every single day. And through the lens of conscious leadership, I love to help veterinary professionals and veterinary leaders to bring intentional, mindful possibility to their lives so that they can create and live exactly how they want to. And my co-host, Aaron Shaw, is here with me today.
Hi there. My name is Aaron Shaw. I am an occupational therapist, health and wellness coach, and founder of Project VetSpan and the VetSpan Collective. I am married to a veterinarian, so I've seen firsthand the physical and emotional challenges and demands of vet medicine. And if anything, I would say that I love talking about durability in vet medicine.
Aaron, I hear you talk a lot about durability. In fact, I've heard you mention 5 levers of durability. So if a vet pro wants to feel better in the next 30 days, where should they even start?
Great question. Thank you for the setup. I would say that the good news is that you don't need a major life or overhaul to really feel more physically and emotionally resilient and durable in vet medicine. So I'm going to give you 5, let's call them like little upgrades. And each one of these upgrades I kind of label as a lever or a pillar, if you will. So I'm going to hit these in fairly rapid fire. And the term I want to give everybody is this term vet span. So we know lifespan is how long we live. Vet span, I want us to think about how long we have a thriving career. So that's our vet span. So these levers help us expand our vet span. Lever number one, let's talk about protection. So protecting is literally protecting our physical body. Just this week, I've spent a day in a small animal clinic and a day in an equine center, and I felt like I was at the NFL combine. There was so much physicality to it. So we need to protect our spine. So what I want us to do right now as you're listening to this is find our core strength that's going to protect our spine. You can think about doing this by bringing in your belly button a little bit, just tucking it in just a little bit. Think about standing up tall or sitting up nice and tall. And if you're listening to this, you probably just grew an inch just from thinking about it. But as you engage your core a little bit, think about holding that for just 20 or 30 seconds, trying to do a squat, maybe trying to do like bending over a little bit, and then give it a rest. And what we're doing here in this 20 or 30 seconds is stabilizing our spine. We're protecting our spine. There was studies that show that up to 60% of vets and techs report low back pain, neck pain, leg pain from the physicality of the job. The simplest thing we can do to start with is engage our core, protect our spine. That's number one. Lever number two, fueling. So this is where we have to look at what's in our fridge and what's in the break room. I want us to front load our day with 20 grams of protein. So you may be familiar with this fairly predictable energy crashes or energy cycles throughout the day. Typically, it's a mid-morning or mid-afternoon after you've maybe had some calories or some caffeine, perhaps some carbohydrates, maybe too many carbohydrates because they're so tasty, like donuts and treats and whatnot. And so what tends to happen is that we crash off of these higher carbohydrates and we get groggy. The flip side of that is we can stabilize some of our energy, our fueling, by focusing on protein. So think about 20 grams of protein in the first couple of hours of your shift. And ideally, I know breakfast is something that a lot of people kind of avoid or they stay away from, but the first meal, the first snacks of the day should be protein forward. And consider having, I'm going to give you some stats here, 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight per day. So just put that. If you're going to track something, kind of just track that, just to kind of see where you are. So I'm not talking about a diet or being obsessed with macros or weighing your food or anything like that, but think about being protein forward. Lever number three, recharging our energy. So we need to interrupt this cortisol loop. So we're all coming with busy days. we get kind of amped up. The cases can be stressful. The clients can be stressful. And our body shifts into this threat mode. So cortisol, like the stress hormone we're familiar with, it's high heart rate, it gets our nervous system on edge. There's a time and place for that. But what we don't want to do is be amped up and in this heightened state of arousal all the time. We want to calm things down and help us even clear our mind to have better clinical decision-making if we're not amped up quite so high all the time. So before every appointment, this is super quick, super easy. I want you to inhale slowly and then do a couple of seconds slow exhale. And we all know how good this feels. And if you've just practiced that, you know that if there is something that feels pretty good, that activates the parasympathetic nervous system. That's part of our nervous system that's built in to help us calm down just a little bit, kind of reset. And I always think about this when I look at athletes in the height of a stressful situation. Basketball player is going to shoot a free throw, or NFL, somebody's going to kick a field goal. 100% of the time when you watch them, the moment before they start, they take a deep breath all the time. They're well-trained. They do this all the time, but they know that their best outcomes are when they just quiet the nervous system a little bit, despite there being a really high stressful situation. If you can get away with doing that 8 or 10 times during the day, I mean, you're breathing all day anyhow. You might as well just take a moment or two and slow it down in between appointments. You'll feel better throughout the day. Lever number 4, strengthen. Every single vet professional I talk to tells me how physical the job is, how hard it is. Their back's sore, their neck's sore, their shoulders are sore. So let's prepare for it. I've already talked about engaging your core, which is a great, great simple exercise to do. I'm going to give you one exercise for those of you that maybe have an exercise routine or want to explore one that has some of the best return on investment for time. And this is doing a half kneeling shoulder press. So bear with me if you're listening to this and not watching the video, but you get on one knee. So one knee's down and one knee's up. Again, you're kind of crouching on the floor, which vets know all too well, hang out in a half kneeling position all the time, and take a dumbbell and press it up overhead. So you're in this kneeling position, you're pressing a dumbbell up overhead. If you have 5 minutes and access to a dumbbell a couple days a week, it is a great way to help fortify and strengthen your shoulders, your arms, your core. Again, we're talking back stabilization, your hips, your glutes, great for neuromuscular control. And it's a really simple, repeatable exercise that will carry over benefits into the clinic for the physical demands that you need on the floor every day. Of course, more robust exercise program, even better, but at least engage your core, at least try this one half kneeling shoulder press. Great return on investment. The fifth and last lever I want to talk about is this concept of thriving. And as when we think about vet span, about the career duration, about what you're doing for work, we need to do something more than just get through, just survive. We really need to think about thriving, like really being at our best as often as possible. And this is often where people kind of tend to skip this part, but we really need to focus on thriving through micro habits, just making small changes over time, picking any one of these levers that I just talked about and committing to it. So this could be committing to your nutrition, committing to your protein intake, being aware of that for you know, day in and day out, just thinking about that. And really, there tends to be like an identity shift, and this can be an identity shift for an individual, and also it can really be an identity shift for a culture when people start integrating these small habits over and over and over again. You could be, some people will say like, oh, you're that guy, or oh, you're that woman, you're the person who always eats well, or you're the person who always, you know, takes a deep breath in between appointments to stay chill. You stay so chill. Yeah, you want to be that person, but it takes these micro habits to thrive. So you can integrate these into your day. Be humble enough to realize that some of the best changes in our, say, in our life, but in our physiology, in our health, and our wellness, physically and emotionally, happen through tiny, tiny changes that we do over and over and over again, and feeling not only okay, but feeling really empowered when you just pick one and stick to just that one. And again, I'll go back to just as the example of, you know, the nutrition, like the protein concept, just focus on that, not just today, but focus on the same one tomorrow and the same one the day after that, and the same one for the next 2 weeks until it has become so, again, habitual and so ingrained in who you are that you don't have to think about it anymore. And only then take on the next challenge. The good news is we'll have an infinite number of challenges to kind of keep going and thriving, but feel okay with saying, hey, for the next couple of weeks, all I'm going to focus on is just trying to get my protein intake done. Or maybe the only thing I'm going to focus on is getting my parasympathetic nervous system to activate. That's all I'm going to focus on. The results will be great. And that is thriving in vet med. That is expanding your vet span. So those are the quick five levers, all of which I could talk endlessly on. But the concept is you have actions, you have simple things that you can do. If you really want these five levers built into your day-to-day, you know, your work day and your home life, message me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to talk more about this. I do have a community of vet professionals called the VetSpan Collective, where like-minded people who are curious about engaging and trying some of these things are there. So you can check that out in the show notes. And I would love to see you there. And please give these things a try and send me a message on LinkedIn or the VetSpan Collective to let me know how that goes. So there you go, Jennifer. That's five levers. Quickly.
Very, very, very good advice. I love that. Very actionable. And I'm also on LinkedIn at Dr. Jennifer Edwards. Feel free to reach out and connect. Also my website, drjenniferedwards.com. And I offer private coaching, team training, workshops, retreats, anything that you might need to help people live more empowered. So feel free to reach out.
Thank you for joining the Resilient Vet Podcast.